Yo, if you can't handle the heat, stay out the kitchen.
わさあすもポドキャストをお聞きいただきありがとうございます。楽しんでいきましょう。Thank you for listening to the What's Awesome Podcast. Let's have some fun.
Yo, this is Batman Live 2002, and today I want to talk about this recent anime that's just been making social media go crazy. The good folks of the social media world are going crazy. This anime is just taking everybody by surprise. The first episode, the first, 15 minutes or less, 12 minutes, was so shocking that Crunchyroll had to put a disclaimer that it could scar you if you watch this anime. It's insane. Anyway, I'm talking, of course, about Goblin Slayer. If you've been keeping your ear close to the ground recently, you've probably seen this anime making its rounds on social media, people talking about it and stuff. A lot of people have been complaining. So that's one of the reasons why Crunchyroll had to throw up that disclaimer. There's a lot of people, I'm not going to tell you what I think of these people, but there are certain kinds of people who are complaining about this anime. It is so freaking gruesome and it just takes you by surprise. It comes out of nowhere. So basically, let me give you a synopsis. I went to anime myanimelist.net. So I'm just going to read you the synopsis and we'll just go from there. But basically, here's the synopsis. A young priestess has formed her first adventuring party, but almost immediately they find themselves in distress. It's the Goblin Slayer who comes to their rescue. Right. A man who's dedicated his life to the extermination of all goblins by any means necessary. And when rumors of his feats begin to circulate, there's no telling who might come calling next. I really don't think that synopsis does this anime any justice or prepare you whatsoever. So if you look at the cover art, like you go to My Anime List or you go anywhere, you look at the cover art, you see, you know, the previews and all that, you're really not prepared for what this anime is, all right? So what we see is just another MMORPG, you know, Sword Art Online, Log Horizon, Excel World, and there's so many of them. I think Overlord was also falls into that category. And so, you know, we're used to these kind of anime, mostly, primarily the first three I spoke of, where, you know, you got Kirito and he's, you know, he gets into trouble and, like, he can clear out dungeons and other crap. Did they even go into dungeons on Sword Art? I haven't seen it in so long. But anyway, you know, they've cleared out dungeons. But anyway, it's just like any MMORPG game you've played online at home, like Skyrim, which I've logged to like 2,000 hours into. Insane. But anyway, so it's just another anime that falls into that genre. And I feel like we've all been kind of, I don't know what word to use here. But anyway, we've grown used to those type of MMORPG anime, like Log Horizon, Excel World, Sword Art Online, where they don't really get hurt. Like, there's always peril. Like, in Sword Art, if you kill them in the game, then the link, the neural linker thing, you know, will kill you in real life. And, you know, in Excel world where, you know, you use up all your burst points and then bad stuff happens. You lose your ability to accelerate in the real world, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it was never really truly bloody, you know, these type of anime in these categories. And it was never really truly shocking. It was really, it was very tame. Anybody could watch it. Holy crap. So we go into Goblin Slayer expecting that, right? We got our little priestess and she gathers up the little, her little party, and they go to hunt down some goblins. They go into a cave, and I just previewed the episode. The more, pretty much, everything that I needed to see to do this podcast. But anyway, so she goes, she gathers up her party. She goes into this cave to, you know, hunt down some goblins. And it's like, oh, it's just like any other, you know, MMORPG. They're going to go in there. They're going to level up, you know, and they're going to, we already had all the lovable characters we're going to fall in love with, you know, later on. And holy crap, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. I'm going to, I'm going to try to do this as spoiler-free as possible, but I don't really think I can do this completely spoiler-free. If you don't want to have it spoiled, then stop listening. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. 5 seconds. That's a long time to wait in the podcast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you're still here, you're listening at your own peril because I'm about to spoil some stuff. So anyway, they go into this cave and, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to hunt down some goblins. You know, I'm a big, bad swordsman. Yeah, I'm a big, bad sword. And I'm a fire sorceress. And I'm a, I don't know what the other girl was, a melee specialist. But anyway, so they all go up in there and they run into some goblins. And, you know, it's not, it doesn't seem like it's so bad. But like the moment those goblins show up, the moment they show up, you can tell this is not Sword Art Online. It's not Excel World. It is its own brutal thing because these goblins, they freaking, like, they massacre this group. Massacre them. Chop them up. Just completely destroys them in the most gruesome. Have you seen Berserk? It was Berserk level gruesomeness, and it comes out of left field. You don't expect it. The characters, you know, the cockiness of the characters and whatnot, you just don't expect them all to just get brutally massacred in the first, what, 12 minutes of this anime is really freaking brutal. And it just comes out of nowhere. And that's why so many people are complaining about this anime, because they're like, well, this, I thought this was Sword Art, you know, they're not supposed to, you know, it's not supposed to be this serious. Sorry, guys. There's a lot of really serious, really gory, really messed up anime. Have you seen School Days? Because that anime scarred me for life. And it started off as a romantic comedy and it ended as a horror. As a horror genre anime, so you know, go check that out if you want to be scarred for life. Anyway, so that's how this was. It was masquerades as one thing, and it's something completely different. Holy crap! And this group gets butchered terribly. Just, and I'm not going to really go into it. But there's even, but the scene, that's not even what really gets people. Like the moment, you know, our fire priestess starts getting shanked by this goblin. You're like, holy crap. Like, I literally sat there. I'm like, holy crap. Where the crap did that come from? And then there was a rape scene, and it was so brutal. It was brutal. Guys, I was sitting there with slack jawed. My mouth was open. The first 12 minutes of this anime has really bloody action, like murder-type grotesque action, and a really brutal rape scene. Like, that rape scene will leave you just like, it's I don't know if it's funny or not, but I'm just going to laugh. And then, so after that, you know, our priestess is just like, okay, my band of noobs were just massacred. Like, this kind of reminds me of, like, you know, Leroy Jenkins. Like, Leroy Jenkins! You know how they run into the room and then, like, they just get massacred? That's exactly what happened here, except that it was goblins. And, you know, the priestess was about to get raped and murdered as well. And then She's saved by this big hulking guy. He's known as Goblin Slayer, and he just murders goblins. He can't stand goblins. He hates them, and you know, he says the only type of good goblin is a dead goblin. So you would think after he massacres the goblins and saves his girl that, you know, the brutality is over. It's not over. They're trying to get up out of there. You know, he's leading her out. And they come upon this nest of baby goblins. Like, just little cute little mama, you know, like they can't hurt anybody. And then you think that the priest is going to stop the guy from, you know, because he like exists to kill goblins. That's like his thing. And so you would think that she was going to stop him. Like, come on, let's go. You know, we don't want to kill these goblins. And she's like, what if there's like good goblins out there? You know, like let these goblins grow up and whatever. And he's like, well, I'm sure there are good goblins, but the only good goblins are the ones that stay on the ground. And he goes in there and he butchers infants with a club. He butchered them with a club. You don't actually see the babies getting like beat to death, but you just hear the, you know, the crunching, and you see the blood splatter. You hear the baby screaming, and I'm just like, holy crap, what is this anime? And man, holy crap. I normally don't watch anime that's not finished, so I don't really keep up to date with the... I try to keep up to date with the latest anime, but I don't really watch it when it's, you know, continuous. I wait till it's finished, or at least until a season's finished before I jump in, because I don't like being kept waiting. It's just... I'm just impatient. But anyway, holy crap, guys. I just had to check this out because, you know, it was making the rounds online. People were shocked, and they were shocked to the point that Crunchyroll had to put at the beginning of this thing, this anime may be disturbing for some viewers to watch. Viewer discretion is advised. And I don't recall an anime that's ever had that on Crunchyroll. I'm sure there is, but I haven't run into it yet. And yeah, holy crap, guys. Don't go into Crunch... don't go into Goblin Slayer thinking this is another Sword Art Online or Excel World or Log Horizon. It's not. It's Berserk meets Sword Art Online meets hentai. Brutal, grotesque hentai. It's really bad. And it's not like hentai levels like you're seeing like genitals and breasts and stuff. There's some etchiness, but it's just the brutality of it all is shocking. It's like because it comes out of nowhere, it's really shocking. And a lot of people got offended by it. So let me just throw that out here. As a word of warning, you know, you're probably going to watch it because it's being hyped up. So I guess go and watch it. Nothing's going to stop you. Episode 1 is open to everyone. Episode 2 for people who have a premium membership. So I went and watched portions of episode 2. And I don't really see myself getting into this anime. It's not because of the brutality of it. It's there was some really weird stuff going on with the artwork, and the CGI was weird in episode 2, and that's all I got to say about that. Like I said, I didn't really sit down and watch the episode. It was more so of a preview. But yeah, that for what a heck of a way to start an anime, guys. Goblin Slayer is going down on future lists of most shocking anime of all time, I would imagine. Even if the rest of this thing doesn't, you know, match the brutality of the first 12 minutes, this anime is going down in history for those first 12 minutes. I'll tell you what, it is so brutal, it's going to catch you off guard. So if you go into it, you know, just prepare for it. It's really lighthearted going into it. So there's a facade it puts on. Like, this is not the type... You think it's going to be another Sword Art Online. Like, oh, okay, all right. Well, we'll see how it goes. And it's really turning into its own thing. Like I said, Berserk meets Sword Art Online for sure. And, yeah, that rape scene was terrible. Oh, my gosh. But, like I said, if you can't handle that kind of stuff, don't go and start complaining or trashing the anime and stuff. If you're going to trash it, trash it for legitimate reasons. But I don't know. A lot of people were complaining about it, which is why Crunchyroll had to, you know, throw their little disclaimer out there. So I just had to talk about it, guys, because that was, I was not expecting that. That was brutal. Like the moment that the first person in the team of the group of adventurers was taken out, I'm like, holy crap. I think I said holy crap about 12 total times during the first 12 minutes. I was like, there was one save, I was like, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap. You know? So it's really like, you really got to steel yourself for this one, guys. Anyway, I'm drumming this up enough. I think you guys are just going to be like, I got to see it now. I got to at least see the first 12 minutes. And then you just watch the whole first episode. Like I said, there's only 2 episodes out right now. I don't really see myself really getting into this, but, you know, we'll see. And I just wanted to talk about that, guys. It was just Goblin Slayer, man. So anyway, guys, go check it out. This is Batman Live 2002. You can follow, or don't check it out. Maybe if you're offended by this kind of crap, don't check it out, because it's not. It's a word of warning, pretty much. Don't go into this thinking it's another Sword Art Online, because it's not. It really isn't. Anyway, this is Batman Live 2002. You can follow me on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter. And yeah, guys, so I will do another anime review on Monday. Today is Saturday. I apologize for not doing the episode yesterday, but anyway, so I'm uploading today. So yeah, guys, until next time, tread lightly when it comes to Goblin Slayer. You're gonna have some nightmares, guys. Maybe. If you're into that kind of stuff, you know. It's not like this is the worst I've ever seen. This is some pretty brutal scenes, and like Blood Sea and Berserk and School Days and Course Party, and the list goes on. Anyway, this is Batman Live 2002. Stay with awesome people. Stay awesome.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.